Hey friends. Hey Mandy, I found you.
Hi, Katie. How
Is
you
this
doing?
well, is this 2 weeks in a row that you're at home?
Yes.
I can't believe it. I can't believe it. The wandering podcaster has been home 2 weeks.
Listen, it's good stuff.
Yeah, isn't it though?
Yeah.
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 What's going on with you?
Well, I am doing something I never thought I would do. Simply because I'm still somewhat allergic to cats. However, the mice, they are a taunting me. So, I mean, y'all know, well, maybe you don't. If you've never lived in the country, field mice are just what they are. They're everywhere. And they're not like big old rats, like I had roof rats at that time at the cottage. They're just little field mice, but they like to get in when it's cold.
They're still
They're
mice.
still mice. And at first, they would scurry and it'd be, it was like once and then I never saw one again. Well, now they're getting bold and they'll sit up on their hind legs and look at me. And I'm like, no, that's not what we do. And so, a very good friend of mine down here, who I have come to just love. She's one of those people that you meet and you just know you're going to be friends. Like, she's amazing. She's a former retired veterinarian, and she has found me two barn cats. So they will be outside cats and they will hunt mice. And I'll feed them a little and love on them a little and then come in and wash my hands. And they won't be in the house, but they'll be eating my mice, is the hope.
Good.
Because they're good
Listen,
at hunting mice.
my grandparents lived in the country. And I was at their house when I was in middle school because my parents were building a house and we had to move in before it was finished because of all my allergies. I couldn't be in the house. So I went to my grandparents' house. And I was sitting in my grandmother's recliner and across the hearth of the fireplace ran four little mice, followed by their mama. And the way I screamed, my papa thought my leg had fallen off. So he sets out traps, and then we're sitting at the kitchen table eating supper, and all of a sudden you hear. And now I'm like, I'll kill it all, baby.
Well, and to me, like that makes a mess too in other ways, because it's just not, I don't want to pick those up and dispense of them in any way. So I thought that cats were the better way, just to, they're going to keep coming back. So
My house in Union was built in 1936. I don't know how I did not have mice in that.
how? That's
I did
crazy.
not have mice, and I mean, and there were places in my floor because there was no insulation between my floor and the crawl space. We pulled up the carpet that had been there before, and I mean, there were places in the floor that were holes that you could look down and see into the crawl space. But I never once had a mouse. I can't believe it.
I
I
can't
know.
either.
I don't know either. Maybe because my next door neighbor usually had a cat.
Well, that's probably exactly it. And, I've got a somewhat neighbor, but he's too far away. His cat doesn't come over here. Stringfellow doesn't make it all the way over here. But
Well, good. Are we,
so
do you know what their names are yet?
no, okay, that's what I was gonna say. So first of all, they are fixed. Second, I'm probably gonna need to take them to the vet and make sure they're, because I'll have people out here all the time for camps and stuff. I'm gonna take care of them. They're just gonna be outside cats. But I don't think they have names. And even if they do, I can name them what I want. They're barn cats. So I think we should maybe, we've been talking about crowdsourcing. I think maybe we should crowdsource some name opportunities. But when I get pictures of them, I think that'll help. I think one's
Yeah.
a long-haired and one's a short-haired cat, but they're together. They come as a pair. Jennifer called and she was like, okay, you're gonna kill me. And I was like, why? I'm not gonna kill you. You're my favorite person. Why would I kill you? And she said, I didn't just find you one cat, I found you two. I'm like, I'm fine. They're outside cats. I don't care.
That
And
makes
they're
sense.
not gonna make more. So that's the other thing is, it'll just be two. And, cat food's not expensive. It'll be fine. So anyway, when I get pictures, then we'll look and see what we want to name the cats. Still
Awesome.
looking for
Can't
a
wait.
dog. Still looking for a dog. No dog that is the right fit has come along yet, but maybe soon. We'll see. The right one will come along when it comes along.
Absolutely.
But in the meantime, the mice have to go. So here we come with the cats.
Good. I can't wait. Be
Yeah.
fun.
The other thing that just caught my attention this week, I have a neighbor.
This made me laugh out loud when I read your note.
Yeah. I have a neighbor, and there are people, and this is, that during Easter put out a cross in their yard because it's Easter time or whatever, but there's a house down the street that has a cross out by the road that stays there year round. And at night, it's wrapped in Christmas lights. So it looks like they have a burning cross in their yard. And look, they may not be the kindest of people. So it's kind of fitting that they have a burning cross in their yard. But it also helps me know where my road is. Like, oh, there's the burning cross. Here I come. Don't put a, don't.
Y'all,
Don't wrap a cross with lights and put it in your front yard. Don't do
oh,
it.
y'all can't see me.
Don't do it.
I wish you could. Ugh,
Yeah.
hate you.
Yeah.
Body of Christ.
Lit for you.
That's our new exclamation.
Yeah. The
Body of
body of
Christ.
lit for you. There we go. Oh, so that caught my eye. I thought y'all would find that humorous. And don't do it. Just don't do it. That and cinnamon brooms, don't do it. It is not, those are not things that should be in or near your house. Just don't do it.
Firstly,
Don't do it. Oh, Lord. Anyway.
what a nice subject change.
Yeah. Well, kind of
Taking
on the same subject.
a quick left
I
here.
don't know.
Okay,
There's a,
next
I've listened.
topic.
I've listened to it enough now because it's been stuck in my head that there is a line that says, God, what have you done? And I kind of feel that way about the crosses in the front yards lit up at night like a burning flame.
That's
The
fair.
Pink Pony Club is stuck in my head. It is stuck in my head after the Grammys. It is stuck. It is stuck. I had heard it before, but the performance of it was so good and amazing. And I,
Always makes
it
me
is
think of the, what was
an
the strip club in Atlanta?
earworm. It that is the Pink Pony. Yeah.
Okay.
Apparently there's one in California too, but we have a Pink Pony in Atlanta. We had two actually. There was the one and the two. Just like there was the Gold Club one and two. There was the
Yeah.
Pink Pony.
So they got busted.
Yep. It was, but that song is an earworm. It has wiggled its way into my head and I can't get it out.
I don't know that I've heard it.
Oh, it's so, it is so good.
I'm that old.
You need to hear it. It is really, really good. The message of it is really interesting and thought-provoking. It's just good. I love it. I love her. I love that. She did a carpool karaoke with her parents in the back, and they were all singing it, and her mama and daddy are so proud of her for
Who
singing about
sings?
being a stripper. I mean, it's hilarious, but it's wonderful. So go listen if you haven't heard it. And then the other music thing that I was very excited about was my boyfriend, who doesn't know he's my boyfriend, Harry Connick Jr., even though he wasn't on the actual Super Bowl, he did perform some and I got to hear him at least talk in the promo. And then my other boyfriend, John Baptiste, performed.
Thank
Baptiste, that one.
you.
And
Okay.
who was the girl that sang America the Beautiful? I thought that rendition of it was very good.
That was Lauren Daigle with Trombone Shorty.
That's right. They did a great job. And I'm glad that, Kendrick was what it was, and I liked it, and I got it, and I understood that it was art and it was what it was. But I'm really thankful that they celebrated New Orleans music at the beginning of the show. I thought that was really good. So.
Did you read that John Batiste's wife painted the piano?
No, I know she's an artist.
So she has a Substack, which I did not know, but I have now followed because she's an
Well,
incredible writer.
here I'm going to do what Mandy tells me to do. Hold on, Substack.
Her name's like Sue. Oh, hold on. But anyway, so she wrote a Substack about it, about how his team came to her and said, her name is Sue. Hold on.
Here, I can look on yours.
Sulikajaud. Jkouad. Got
Yes, I
it?
do. And I'll put that in your favorites. I've got it right here.
But his team called and said, "Can you paint the piano? They want somebody to paint the piano." It was a white grand piano, and she's been going through chemo again, and
Oh,
she's like, I
really?
she's like, "I can't do it. I'm just too wiped out." And then they changed her chemo protocol, and all of a sudden she had energy, and she's like, "John, is it too late?" And so he called his team. He's like, "Is it too late?" And they're like, "No, if you can do it in 36 hours." So she had 36 hours to come up with the concept and get it painted. And she did it. And it was
I
very pretty.
love it. I'll have to look that up. The piano. I remember it being pretty, but I don't remember the image.
I love the youth choir
Yeah.
that sang. I loved the all-female brass band. Did
So good.
you see them in their purple
Yeah.
suits?
I loved it.
Southern University. Listen, there's nothing I love more
Oh my God.
than an HBCU marching band.
Right. I
Those
mean,
How are we the same species with those people? They
they're
can move and have rhythm that I have never thought about.
their
It's
skill set is so much more elevated than mine. I mean,
I mean,
I love it.
the drum major started the whole thing, their whole performance, by doing a back bend to where the top of his drum major hat was touching the stage, and then
Crazy.
he had the abs to give himself back up.
I would have fallen.
Listen. I can't even. And then my favorite thing, if y'all have never watched Tremé on HBO, you must. You
Okay.
must watch Tremé. It's by the same folks that did The Wire, but
Okay.
it focuses on New Orleans. And that's where I really learned about all the Indians. And it just seeing those amazing costumes that they do
Yeah.
for the Mardi Gras Indians, it's just amazing. And so I love that they have them out there too. Anytime, like watching Tremé and watching that opening segment up for the Super Bowl, I always think, I wish I was cool enough to live in New Orleans.
I know.
I'm
I
not cool enough.
follow on Instagram a couple like cheap old houses or old house life, all those Instagram accounts pop up, and every time a house in New Orleans comes up, whether it's on the, one of the streets, the main streets in downtown or whatever, the Garden District, I'm like, God, I could do that. Those exposed brick walls and the balconies and being right there in the middle of all the fun.
Just, I'm not cool enough.
No, I'm totally not cool enough.
I couldn't pull it off, but it sure is fun. And
Yeah.
I did love that. And I thought, I'm not a big fan of Kendrick's music. I don't hate it, but I
Yeah.
don't ever and yet now I really couldn't understand most of what he was saying. But
I
the
don't
imagery
think it was for
alone.
us.
That's
It's
it. My sister texts me. She's like, "I'm confused." I'm like, "It's not for us."
not for us.
But
And
the
that's okay.
imagery, the exactly The imagery alone
Yes.
was just
It
beautiful. Just
was.
the visuals
Yes.
of
And
that.
if those jeans are back in style, I feel like we're good to go.
Listen, how cute is he?
He's real
That
cute.
gif of him, hopping across the stage with the big grin on his face right
Yep.
after he said Drake.
And the whole A minor thing with the entire stadium screaming A minor. And if you don't know about the Kendrick and Drake thing, I mean, that's the main dig. And it was
I don't
great.
know that it was the main dig. It was, I think it might have been co-main digs that
Okay.
were going on
Yeah,
in
yeah, yeah.
production.
Yeah. But the whole stadium random, because nobody knew he was going to do that part. And so the whole stadium just spontaneously saying it with him was pretty powerful. I picked up on
There's a
that part.
great, daily podcast episode that was right before the Super Bowl. That really kind of gives you the down low
Yeah.
on the whole great beat if you wanted to catch up on
Yeah.
that. But no, I thought it was great. I thought the game sucked. What a
Oh, the
horrible
game was
game.
terrible.
Commercials were bizarre. Seal as a seal. What are we doing?
Yeah, and the hat thing, like the baby with the hat-shaped
I
head.
always watch these commercials and I think so many people have seen this. Like it wasn't just one person came up with this idea and now here it is.
Right.
Like it was vetted by probably hundreds of people by the time it gets to the Super Bowl. And
Yeah.
they all thought, yeah, it's great.
It was just bizarre.
Bizarre.
There were some decent ones, but most of them were just bizarre. Yeah. Yep.
I did like I shared Duke's tweeted out after Hellman's said something. Hellman's had made a tweet about their, Meg Ryan and
Yes.
Billy Crystal and Katz's deli commercial about me. It was about mayonnaise. It wasn't about Katz, but and Duke's quote tweeted him and said, "If you use Duke's, you don't have to fake it."
It.
Dukes win.
That's fun. Yeah, Dukes definitely wins. Anyway, I like Dukes. And Dukes wins. That's funny. That's funny. I was really hopeful that I mean, obviously quickly we figured out that it was just a commercial, but I was like, oh, if it's done right, a Harry Met Sally follow-up would not be the worst thing in the world to happen for us. So, but they were really cute. And was that who was that? Cindy Sweeney was the one that said, I'll have what she's having.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think that was her. It was cute.
Yeah, funny.
Well, Mandy, tell us what's going on in your world.
Well, y'all, I'm here to tell you it's not snowing anymore.
Well, that's good.
No, I had to turn on my air conditioner already.
Oh. Well, I did too. It's warm up here too, but it's about to get cold again here. I don't know about down there. Are you
Not
wet
very
socking it
cold.
yet?
Not yet, but it's like if it's like it's not even getting cool at night. Like it's staying 70 degrees
Yeah.
at night,
No, it's gonna
which
be in
is
the 30s next week here at night.
terrifying.
Yeah.
So yeah, I would like to bring back the snow. But baseball season has started. The Cubs are at camp in Mesa. The Braves, I think pitchers and catchers reported today. Maybe full squad today, I can't remember. But yeah, so we're starting to hear some news. Oh, Pete Alonso, the first baseman for the Mets, he finally signed. So, and he went back to the Mets. So Alex Bregman's really sort of the last free agent, our number two guy who we talked about last
Yeah.
week. He's still out there, so we'll see. I did see today the Cubs released their gate prizes that they're going to give out at certain
Yeah.
games. We'll say on May 31st, they're giving out a Dansby hair headband.
Now it's my turn to make a face.
I think they made a headband with a Dansby Flow on top. Right?
I
And
mean,
they made a real funny video and have sort I don't know, because I'm a new Cubs fan. They did a video of sort of all the old funny things they've done before. Like one was Kerry Wood, who was a good he's in their Hall of Fame. I can't remember if he's in the Hall of Fame. He's a pitcher, and they made a bobblehead of him as a gnome one time,
as
and so
one
like
does.
he was modeling that. And they had a Sammy Sosa had a funny one. He was like a duck or something, and so he was holding that. And then I do know like this one was real because it was last year. Their radio announcer always wears ugly sweaters, and so they had made an ugly sweater
Love it.
giveaway for the radio announcer. But then so at the very they had had that, and it was real funny. And then at the very end, they had Pete Crow Armstrong, who is the he was a rookie last year, center fielder. He's the one I talked about him. He's very fast, and his mom is an actress and was the actual mom in one of
Yes.
the movies. So PCA was in it, and he was modeling the Dansby hair. And Dansby was standing there looking at him, laughing. And at the very end, PCA threw up the VU hand sign. Was like, yes.
Yay. I love it. I
Yeah.
love it.
So.
So I wish it was a bobblehead. I know you'd be getting tickets for that game if it was a bobblehead. I'm not sure if you'd be getting tickets for the game with the headband.
Well, I texted, my brother-in-law goes every year. They take a boys trip every year. And so I
Yeah.
took a picture of it and texted he and my sister. And I said, Lewis, I sure hope you're going to be there on May 31st to get us a Dansby wig. And of course, my sister, who y'all think I'm a Dansby fan, let me introduce you to my sister.
Right.
She was like, let's go.
For hair.
But listen, we have two Vandy Dansby bobbleheads and at least one Braves Dansby bob. I think we have two Braves Dansby bobbleheads.
Well,
So
that's what
listen.
I'm saying. You need to add to that collection, but I
I
don't see you
only
really hairing it
live in
up.
500. I only live in 580 square feet. I don't
Yeah.
need a bunch of
Mm-mm. Yeah.
anyway, that was funny. So yeah,
I
so
love it.
baseball season has started. The Vandy boys play on Friday. They're playing in a tournament out in Arizona that's associated with the MLB's Fall League.
Look at that.
Even though it's spring, it's still tied in with all that. I think they play maybe in the stadium where they play the Arizona Fall League. But anyway, so they were invited to that, so they're opening up on Friday.
Good.
And then just to keep y'all updated on my health, I did finally get to the ENT on Monday.
That's
And
great.
yes, I had gotten the reports from my CT and my chest x-ray. Chest x-ray was completely normal. Thank you. I could have told you that.
Because you're past all of that crap.
It was 3 weeks ago that it was ordered, but okay. But the CT scan did show. But like I read the report to my sister and she was like, oh, that's in your way back. So you got these sinuses that are like way back at the bottom of your eustachian tube, which is
Yeah.
what drains out of your ear. So they're way back in the back of your head. And again, I could have told you that. Like it's
Yeah.
what I feel is, I feel like it's in the back of my head. So I go to the ENT, I'm seeing the PA, very nice, we're going through all my history of stuff, going through the latest history of this. And he starts telling me about the surgery. He said, there is some infection. It's the sphenoid sinus. He's like, there is some infection back there. And he said, the surgery to repair that, they go in through your nose and you have hundreds, and he's showing me on the CT. And he's like, all these are tiny little bones. They're like the width of an eggshell. And you have to go through that and break all those bones
Oh.
and go back into that sphenoid sinus cavity and clean it out. And he's like, see, you can see this is your left one. You can see all it's black. That's all air in there. And here's your right one. And you see there's some air in there, but then you can see all this. And see, that's your brain right there. I'm like, wait, My brain looks like mucus. Like, what is happening here, people? So anyway, yeah, this sinus cavity is like right back by your brain. So he goes through and he starts talking about, he's like, it's painful under general anesthesia. You have a lot of pain. A lot of people have, they have real painful
Yeah.
headaches afterwards. You have to come in the office after the first week and they have to flush it out, and that's
Ooh.
really painful. Then you have to do it again. Like, it just, he could not have made the surgery sound worse. And I'm like thinking he's telling me all this to dissuade me from having
Yeah.
surgery. And he goes, but given your history, you're a candidate for the surgery, and your symptoms, like, basically, yeah, you need surgery. And I was like, fuck.
No.
He
I was like,
started
baby, please
laughing.
tell me you're not gonna do that.
Started laughing. He goes, I'd be saying the same thing in your position. I was like, oh my God, I'm sorry. And I'm like, can we not try one more antibiotic? But he's like, we can. He said, you've been on antibiotics for 35 days over the past 4 months.
Yeah.
So I'm like, so we're trying one more antibiotic. He prescribed Cipro. But when my brother-in-law heard, he was like, I don't think that's a good idea. So I already had an appointment with my PCP tomorrow for my annual
Yeah.
physical. So I haven't filled the Cipro yet. I'm gonna talk to her about what she thinks I should do. But yeah, fingers crossed that this antibiotic, this whatever we decide on for the last antibiotic will help, because y'all, that surgery sounds gnarly.
I mean, I would rather go in and do like IV antibiotics overnight or something. I mean, I've had
Like,
friends
Lewis
that
is
have
like,
had
you
an
gotta do
infection.
like a. And apparently, the other thing is, because I've been on so many antibiotics, the other fear is that it's a fungus. It's some sort of fungal infection and not bacterial. And so an antibiotic's not going to help.
Why not
Which has
try an
been my
antifungal? Would that kill you if
suspicion.
he?
I don't think you can do an oral antifungal, can you?
I
Never
don't
heard.
know.
I don't know. I'm assuming not, or else they would do that. Instead of breaking all the hundreds of little
God.
bones in your nose. I was like, this is barbaric.
This sounds terrible,
So,
Mandy.
anyway, if anybody's ever had surgery on your
Oh.
sphenoid sinus, because lots of people are like, oh yeah, like I immediately texted my best friend from law school because she called it death nose because the
Oh.
infection was like in one of these front
Yeah.
sinuses and she could smell it
Oh,
all the
yeah.
time. And she was like, oh God, no. Like, I was fine in like 2 days. And I'm like, oh yeah, this is like a 2 week recovery minimum. Minimum.
I mean, it seems like it would be easier to go in like through your asshole to get to it than to go break every bone in your nasal cavity.
It's the width of an eggshell, Katie. It's fine. It's fine. Like, oh my
Frick,
God.
frack, what the hell?
And of course, my mom's like, will you all come take care of you?
Oh
I'm
God,
like,
no.
no.
No. Immediately no. Hell no. Mandy,
I don't.
between the two of us and our medical histories and all our friends' medical histories, I have never heard of that.
Well, listen, I don't know if
Leave it
I've
to
ever told you,
you.
my body is a wonderland. And so, of course, I'm the one that gets some sort of something in my sphenoid sinus instead of any of these in front where it's easy to get to.
Never easy.
And
Never easy.
last night I'm sitting there, yesterday afternoon, I thought, well, I've gotten my first mosquito bite on my cheek. My
Yeah.
cheek was just itching. And I'm like, and then, a little bit later, my neck was kind of itching. I said, it's only when my eyebrows started itching. And I thought, did I get my brows waxed? Because whenever I get my brows waxed,
Yeah,
it's warm.
they tingle. Yeah.
No, I break out.
Oh, yeah, me too. That's why I can't do them.
Oh, and I was like, no, you have not gotten your brows waxed. You've got hives. So sure enough, I get up and look in the mirror. I mean, the right side of my face, I'm just
From
covered.
what?
Who knows? My
Oh my
sister,
God.
that was my entire life in my second year of law school. My entire body baby. My entire body was covered in hives, and I went to the allergist. I went, went to everything. And finally, that's when the allergist was like, "You just have a weak autoimmune system." I'm
Oh
like, "Oh, no
God.
shit, Sherlock." And then he's like, "Are you stressed?" I'm like, "Well, I'm in law school, and my parents are talking about getting separated." And he's like, "You're too old to be worried about your parents."
Thank you, allergist. Stay
So
in your lane, allergist.
my sister texted last night when I sent her a picture of my
Yeah.
face. And she's like, "Are you anxious about something?" And I'm like, "Well, you know me, I'm not really in touch with my feelings. I don't know. Do I need to check and see if I'm anxious about something? Let me check." I'm like, "Well, I'm a little anxious about the possibility of having to have this surgery."
Having to have a scope shoved up my nose to the back of my head.
And what antibiotic I should be taking, and how the heck I'm gonna pay for the surgery, because my deductible's $10,000, and how I'm gonna recover, and if my mother's gonna come stay with me or not.
That was it. That I guarantee you that was the tipping point. It would have been mine.
She's like, "Okay, glad you checked in with yourself. Take some Zyrtec." Night night.
Oh God, Mandy.
Yeah. So anyway, everyone would see, please see fit to send all the good juju my way, and send all your spare healing powers to whatever antibiotic I end up on, in hopes that it will wipe out
Wipe it
whatever
out.
is in my sphenoid sinus. Let's say goodbye. You've
Yes.
been here long enough.
Yes.
September to February is long enough. Thank you very much.
And I would seriously ask about an oral antifungal if there was such a thing, just in case. God, if that
Yeah.
would clear it up without.
Don't you feel like they would have volunteered that if that
No.
was
No, I don't.
my sister and my brother-in-law?
They would have.
You have to remember, whenever I'm getting medical care, I'm getting,
They would have. The rest
and
of them, I'm not sure, but they would have.
I am working on getting copies of the film, so that I can send it to them, so they can
Yeah.
show it to ENT friends up there too.
Yeah,
But
that's a good idea.
yeah, anyway,
Phew.
y'all just say a prayer for my antibiotic. And now that we've talked about breaking bones at night, Katie, tell us about your food.
Well, I was telling Mandy earlier, I haven't made anything out of the ordinary or different since I moved down here. So I went to the best gift my mother has ever given me, which is our family cookbook. And I found, because I do have an extra pie shell in the fridge. Right now I have a buttermilk pie made, so I don't need to make this. But when I am done with this one, there is a very easy chocolate pie that really is just so easy. And y'all, it's delicious. And, we had it at the house all the time because it's so easy to make. It's got one, two, three, four ingredients in a pie shell. So it's just chocolate, butter, sugar, and eggs, and that's it. And it is just easy. The directions are in there and simple. I did switch it from margarine to butter because, we all know that margarine is not good for you now. But it is really simple, really easy. We warmed it up and put a scoop of ice cream on it as when we were kids. It's delicious.
It
It's
more
good
like
to.
the see of like a brownie
Yes,
almost.
it's very like and the. Gooey undercooked brownie consistency. It's really, really good because there's no flour in it. So, but it's just good and easy and simple. And I thought y'all would like to have that. So, and it made me want to make it.
I'm not right. I want some now.
Yep. So yeah, that's it. It does say, and I put it. Except for the butter part, I changed margarine to butter. I put what the directions in the family cookbook said, which was melt chocolate and butter in a heavy boiler. I have a feeling that's supposed to be double boiler or maybe a heavy bottom pot. I don't know what a heavy boiler is.
Just don't burn your chocolate.
Yeah, I think that's it. I think the key
That's it.
is
And you could probably
to,
actually do it in the microwave.
you probably could. Yeah. So, but it does call for squares of unsweetened chocolate. And not chocolate chips, but I bet you could do chocolate chips too. I don't know how many
That'd
you
be too
could.
sweet if you did chocolate chips instead of sweet.
So anyway, but there it is, and it's delicious and it's easy. So
All right.
Mandy, tell us about your favorites. You've got one thing definitely on here that I need new of, which is jeans. So I can't wait to talk about that.
Okay. So the first thing I have, it's a funny little podcast. It's called How to Destroy Everything. And it's a guy who, when I looked up his picture, like he's a character actor. You know, like his face was recognizable. Can't tell you anything he's been in. But his name is Danny. And Danny grew up in St. Louis with a malignant narcissist father. And so he is sort of going back with his childhood best friend, who's still his best friend. And it started, I think, when I can't even remember now how it started. I think it started, there was a little girl who now lives in the house where Danny grew up. And she wrote him some sort of letter. Like she found something in the house, and so she wrote Danny a letter. But anyway, it sent him on this journey of like going back and talking. His dad's dead now, but going back and talking to his mom and talking to people who knew his dad. And his dad, I mean, his dad was cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. So it's been, and you know, he's in the entertainment business, so he can tell a good story. And so it's just been really interesting and entertaining, and it's, you know, a funny, quirky little Jewish guy talking about his dad, so it can be
I love
pretty
it.
quirky, but it's, you know, it's an interesting dramatic tale that I have enjoyed listening to. So, How to Destroy Everything. And it's funny, he has a brother, and it was pretty clear early on that his brother didn't want anything to do with this podcast. Because he never refers to his brother by name. He always just calls him my brother. And next week he's actually interviewing his brother.
Ooh.
Hey, I know, I'm excited. His brother's wife was on it 2 weeks ago, and she was telling the story that at their wedding, the father came in, like they had a continental breakfast at this hotel where they were staying. And the people at the hotel called her and were like, "One of your guests keeps taking every muffin we set out and putting them all, every single muffin, and putting them in a bag and taking them to their room. And then as soon as we sit more out, he comes and gets all the muffins again." And
That
it was the future father-in-law, because he was later trying to host his own party
and one of
in
the
his
muffins.
hotel room, where he set up the ironing board, and guess what food he served?
Muffins.
All the muffins that he had stolen from the continent. I mean, the man, like, it's just one story like that after another. So,
Love
anyway,
it.
How to Destroy
I
Everything.
just followed it on the things.
The next thing are my favorite drinks. And now, listen, I have to tell you, the first weekend I was in St. Simons, we were having dinner Friday night with the boys. And James, Birch's older son, who will be 18 in May. I don't know how that is possible.
How is it possible?
I don't even remember how we got started on this whole line of conversation, but somebody asked James, or out of the three of us sitting there, which one, three women sitting there, which one of us was most, how do we put it, trendily dressed? I mean, wasn't trend, but like who had the best. Jason Isbell says, "Don't call what you're wearing an outfit," but you know. And I will tell y'all, I won that contest. I had on the best outfit, and I had these jeans on, and they did play into James's evaluation of said outfit. He said later that it was mainly my striped sweater that put me over the top. But I don't need to talk to AAA appraisals. Thank you.
No, you don't.
Anyway, so they're from Old Navy. They're the OG. Oh, I didn't put the OG card in there. OG loose fit jeans. And I love them. They are so comfortable. I was looking for, you know, that whole barrel jean look. But these are just sort of baggy, and they're so comfortable. And I want to wear them like all the time. And they're on sale right now, too,
They
y'all. So,
are. I have to measure myself before I do that because I don't know what size I am anymore. So, yay.
Yeah, highly recommend. Then the next thing, I had a 2 hour conversation. Y'all, I don't know, we've talked about on the podcast how much I hate to talk on the phone.
Yeah, same. I don't like it either.
But I had a 2 hour conversation yesterday afternoon with a good friend of mine from law school. And she's, practicing law is a nerve-wracking endeavor, because you feel like somebody's always looking for something you've messed up, especially if you litigate.
Yes.
And
Yes.
it's not like practicing medicine, as my
Right.
sister always remind me, but it is still, it's still
It
nerve-wracking.
is.
And it's a hard way to live, to always sort of feel like you have to be on the defensive.
Yep.
And it's just nice to have a conversation with somebody who's honest about all of that, and admits to also having those same sorts of concerns. I'm very lucky that my law class was never sort of the typical cutthroat,
Yeah,
competitive
that's
group of
good.
folks. But it just, we've always been very supportive of each other and honest. And so, anyway, just encouraging you, if you have something that you're insecure about, or something you think is, just you, that you just worry about, that's probably not true. And you will probably make somebody else feel a lot better if you're willing to admit how you're feeling, because odds are they're probably feeling the same way.
I completely agree. That is very true also for the ministry. I think whatever field you're in, it's nice to have somebody that understands the work you do in a way that, like, yeah, I mean, I always like went to church and was active, but like it's very different to be on this side of things. Just like with attorneys, I grew up with, I'm surrounded by them, but I'm not one. And so for you to have friends that you can talk to about that is very important. But I also think, I hope this podcast does that for people where they can hear us really being honest about a lot of things that we probably shouldn't record being honest about. But like, this is what friendship is about and why you need people. So I'm really glad that you did that. But I agree, I hate talking on the phone. But sometimes you just have to. I
I
love
know.
it.
Okay, the next one's a television show that Birch
Oh,
told me
it's
about.
my favorite. It's my favorite.
All Creatures Great and Small.
My favorite.
It's on BBC. I watch it on Prime Video.
That's where I watch it. Yeah.
And they just came out with a new season, but I just finished season one,
It's so
and
good.
it's set in, I guess it's the Lake District. But so the scenery is just beautiful.
The rolling green hills. Ugh.
Gorgeous. And it's what, so 1930s? Is that where we
Yeah,
are?
it starts after World War I, and the latest season is during World War II.
So
So it
late 30s, early
spans,
40s.
yeah.
But it follows some vets in the country of England, countryside of England, and it's just, nice and fluffy and light, and
Yes.
what we need in this time in
It
our lives.
is. It is my
So
nephew's favorite show. He turned me on to it.
well, good.
Shocker. The kid that loves the animals loves the vet show.
So recommend that one.
Yes.
And there was just one other thing that I didn't put down anywhere that I remember. I just wanted to throw out to y'all, because if we have anybody that, listen, this is not political, this is universal. If we have anybody that lives in Barry Loudermilk's district who's listening to the podcast, could I just ask you to please give his office a call and ask him to kill HR 22 in committee? Because HR 22, y'all, would eliminate the right to vote for anyone who has changed their name from the name that is on their birth certificate.
So all of our
So
friends that
if
are married.
you got married and took your husband's name, this bill would eliminate your right to vote. So It just if you're in Loudermilk's district, especially because he's on the committee where the bill has been referred, and we really sort of need, I mean, there are other things too, like if you don't have a passport, you can't register to vote. But it's ludicrous. And just would you call him and ask him to kill that in committee, please?
I
And thank you.
mean, Mandy, I think you and I have, yet another star in our caps.
We're going to save everybody
We're
because we're
going
the
to
only
save
ones.
everybody.
Only look at us. The single cat ladies going to be the only ones that can vote.
And I'm about to get cats.
For the love.
I
Okay.
mean, except
So.
I don't have a passport that's valid anymore. I need to get an updated one so I can continue to vote.
Yes, Katie, please go spend 100 and probably by the time you get it all done, $200 to have the right to vote. If you don't have $200, I'm sorry, you can no longer vote in the United States of America.
Well, but Mandy, we don't have a poll tax anymore. Our faces,
My
our
head exploded.
faces, our faces.
Okay, I'm moving on. Okay, I got the greatest text today
Oh my gosh, it's so fabulous.
from my friend Allison that lives in Brooklyn, the one who's been catching up on all the podcasts. Who delights me on the regular with a random text quoting usually something Katie has said that she is laughing at. But Allison is currently in St. Simons, and her cousin Melanie, who is Birch's next door neighbor, who I saw, and Melanie says to me, "I love all your favorites." And I was like, "You listen to the podcast?" And
Tens
she's
and
like,
tens, Mandy. Tens and tens.
He was like, "But listen, I had never heard of brown rice, and I made it, and I loved it, and now none of my friends had heard about it either. Now they're all making it." I was like, "Listen, I'm really proud to be the
Look at that.
is it proselytizing? Is that
Yes,
the right
we are.
brown rice?"
We're
Yeah.
prophets in our own hometowns.
So anyway, so Allison and Melanie sent me a video. We'll put it on the Instagram
Oh my
page so that y'all can
gosh.
see. With a great suggestion that we should do some crowdsourcing of fan favorites.
Yes.
So we thought that was a great idea. And I actually had put this out on Instagram this week. So I thought this was a perfect question to ask you all. As we have established, I have some allergy issues. And every single sunscreen, face sunscreen. Now, if I'm going to sit on the beach, I put like Neutrogena face sunscreen on my face, and that's
Right.
fine. But I'm talking about a face sunscreen to put under my makeup. So, I wear makeup a lot too. But just like an everyday sort of,
Yeah.
I don't know why. I feel like that Neutrogena sunscreen is just sort of too thick
Because
to
it's
wear,
like a beach sunscreen.
Right. So
Yeah.
I'm looking for like an everyday sunscreen. And if you also happen to have sensitive eyes, and you have one that doesn't make your eyes water off your head,
Okay.
could you hit us? Could you hit us with your favorite face sunscreen?
I love it.
So that's our ask this week. We'll share, of course, our findings
And
the next week. Yeah,
the
and we'll
video
share the
made me
video.
laugh so hard. I drove on the wrong side of the road through downtown Vienna today.
Katie, don't be checking your phone when you're driving.
I just hit play and was listening.
This is the girl who
Does the
records
girl
Instagram stories in her car on the regular.
on the regular?
Best place
Oh, I
to
love it.
be. Anyway, all right. Well, what's going on with you this week?
So the rest of this week, oh, there's an estate sale down in Cordele that I really want to go to because it looked like there might be a couple pieces for the dining room that I would like. Also, my friend
Right.
Jennifer, who is getting me the cats, had a dining room table in her barn. Because she has a bunch of horses. And so I'm getting her dining room table.
The horses eat at the dining room table.
Well, they're in the hay barn, so probably. And she doesn't know me well enough to listen to the podcast, but y'all pray for Jennifer. They lost tragically one of their horses this week and had to put him down. And anyway, we've been very sad about things this week. So pray for Jennifer and her little family. What else am I doing? Preaching the good word, all the things.
Good.
Yeah, just a normal week, reading about Jesus, preaching the good word.
Good.
How
I
about
could tell you,
you?
I have a tree that's in full bloom, and it's usually on my balcony, but they've been painting the building, so it's sitting inside my house right now.
Yeah.
I wish you all could smell it. I just every now and then get a waft of
This is so
that lemon
nice.
tree. Oh, it's delicious.
I love it.
Delicious.
Yay.
All right, y'all. Well, thanks, everybody.
And send us your sensitive skin sunscreen or just regular your favorite sunscreen every day under the makeup sunscreen. I can't wait to see what y'all come up with.